doors of the Lyric Opera's administration building opened this morning to about 100 or so arts officials, city council members, artists, dancers, and others for a guided tour.
Beautiful two-story lobby with our beautiful polished concrete floor.
The Lyric's new facility in the East Crossroads includes two buildings. One's a production center with shops for carpentry, wig and wardrobe, and paint. It also includes a rehearsal space with the same footprint as the stage at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. It's linked to the administration building with light-filled offices and storage for scenery and props.
Come on in. It's good to see you again.
So we have a nice dragon to greet everyone.
Director of production Tracy Davis Singh steps into the cavernous set vault, which holds about 10 to 12 sets, painted panels, stacked, shelved, and neatly labeled. Much different than their old scene shop.
The previous place where we used to store our scenery was in an old elementary school down in the East Bottoms. The school was broken into multiple times. The walls and ceilings leaked, so rain would get on the sets, which would cause mold, which is a very bad thing around opera singers.
In 2007, the Lyric Opera sold their longtime facility, the Lyric Theater, and bought three buildings north of 18th Street. An old warehouse was repurposed for the production center. Two brick buildings were torn down, and a new administration building with metal siding and glass walls was constructed. Artistic director Ward Holmquist stands outside next to recently retired general director Evan Luskin.
Sometimes you don't know when things are going to fall into place, and it fell into place at that time, and I'm just very happy for the company that we are where I had hoped we would be.
Holmquist says he's still pinching himself, and with this facility, he expects the company to do its best work because it now has all the right tools.
We don't have to operate from a position of weakness or make do. We can really push to have our dreams come forth on the stage and in all the other ways in which we want to be a part of the Kansas City community and the Kansas City performing arts community.
On July 1st, Deborah Sandler started as the company's new general director, and the move into the new center took place just a few days later. Sandler sees it as a milestone for the company.
It's a declaration of where we want to go and who we want to be. The energy is palpable, I think. Everybody's really sort of at the top of their game. So we're really charged up.
Each of the Lyric's buildings will be named after longtime supporters, Michael and Ginger Frost and Beth Ingram, and the complex will be called the Lyric Opera of Kansas City Richard J. Stern Center. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.